Romans 12 and verse 18. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Verse 21 says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. My name is Russ Earl. Thank you for joining me today here on The Christian American, a podcast brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. Welcome. Today we continue our series on morals, and we'll continue today by looking at gambling. In Titus chapter 1, and in verse 11, the Bible says, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole households, teaching things which they ought not, for the sake of dishonest gain. The King James renders Titus 1 verse 11 as saying, for filthy lucre's sake. When you think about this, no doubt this is very clearly talking about those who gain money in a way that is not pleasing in the sight of God. This is said in referencing this idea of dishonest gain and filthy lucre, as you see in the King James. It's said in referencing gaining material goods in a dishonest, or you might even say in a shady type of way. Let's also consider this. Is there a gray area in gambling? Some say it's okay so long as the amount lost doesn't hurt that beyond what one can endure, meaning that so long as someone doesn't gamble away their house payment, then it's just fine. It's nothing wrong with gambling. So long as they can still pay the bills, there's nothing wrong with gambling. Do you ever notice that many of these issues that people say there's nothing wrong with have a addiction group? For example, Alcoholics Anonymous, Gambling Anonymous, and on it goes. You have various groups for these issues because it becomes a very serious problem. Think about this also. If it is okay as long as the amount doesn't hurt to gamble, that is, if it's okay as long as the amount doesn't hurt, does this apply to other areas as well? Drinking, smoking, doing drugs? Would your wife say it's okay to cheat on her if you do it just one day a week and not every day of the week? We see, in order to be consistent, it would have to apply to every area of life. And so we think about gambling, we know that there is no gray area. Some would say gambling is nothing more than just taking a chance. However, this is not true. Some use this argument to justify gambling. However, if this is the case, then we gamble every day, don't we? Don't we take a chance when we get in our cars and we drive to our jobs? We take a chance that someone won't come across the middle line and hit us. We take a chance that a deer won't run out in front of us and cause us great harm. We can take a chance when we cross the street. We take chances when we go to a restaurant that there won't be some type of outbreak of violence. We see gambling is much more than just taking a chance. Obviously, gambling is a problem throughout the country and really throughout the world. Here in the last 2 weeks, we had those who were really getting all up in arms and getting pretty excited about the Powerball, the $1.5 billion jackpot. Well, could you imagine winning that kind of money? I don't mean that in a glorious way. I mean in a negative way. The amount of attention you would receive. You wouldn't be able to go anywhere without people following you and having some type of pity story that they need funds for this or for that. Also consider the amount of people who commit suicide within a few years of winning millions, in this case, over $1 billion. The stress and the hardship that comes with it causes them such grief that many, and more than one, when I say many, have taken their lives because of it. When we think about gambling, the Christian would do well to stay far from it and instead stay close to God and be a good steward of the things of which God has blessed them with. Thank you for listening.